I've been asked many times, how do I find the guests for the show? And the answer is simple. I'm looking for people with vision, people with mission. Once Michael Jackson said it, it's all start with the man in the mirror. My guest today followed this sentence and tried to apply it in every aspect. It's all started from us. That conversation stuck in my mind and it changed the perspective of the way I see humanity should go. But what am I talking about? Stay till the end and you'll find out. Welcome guys, welcome to Your Mom is a Podcast. In this episode, I have Sunny with us. He will share with us his story and more about his foundation that he created and what he helps and the boys and the people behind him. So let's start with first that we have a hard stop for 25 minutes. Let's try to be short as we can, but say everything we want to say. So Sunny, let's start with you. Share us your story, how you end up being in Chicago.
Well, first of all, I appreciate it. My name is Sunny. I was born in Nigeria. You know, I traveled to London, but born into a real, very, very, you know, bad adversity situation, you know, born out wedlock, you know, no father and no mom, you know, mom remarried. And, you know, how it is when you come from a broken home, you know, it's always rough on the children. So back in Nigeria, if children born here and from a broken home are struggling, can you imagine to children born in third world countries such as in my country? And it was rough. You know, struggle through, you know, elementary school, primary school, and secondary school, or to university. And then I was given the opportunity to come to America, and I came in here. So when I came in here, I saw that it was the vast majority of opportunity for everyone. You know, I saw a really great opportunity for everyone. And I took advantage of the, you know, opportunity that presented itself and used it to better me. And I went back to school, you know, cleaned myself or, you know, educated myself up to a master's degree level and then positioned myself to be able to network with the like-minded people so I can do good business and also give back to the community. And then here we are today. I am the founder of A Boy and His Dream Foundation here in Chicago downtown. And A Boy and His Dream is a community-based nonprofit organization, you know, founded in 2015. To help support the gap between underprivileged children and privileged children. As you understand, and the lot of elements out there that has affected underprivileged children, you know, globally, socioeconomic, and not having the resources for them to be able to attend good school, quality education, and just earn a living in general. You know, they don't have basic necessity as a human beings. You know, underprivileged children do not have basic needs, you know, just because they just have the means to be able to satisfy those needs. So that's why we created the foundation to help and, meet those gaps. So what we do is like, we go to school to teach them education and support them and teach them and adversity and the meaning of adversity, what they should be learning from adverse situation and what they should be doing with the trauma that they got from me and on how to ask for help and all that. We go from school to school, and also we have a scholarship program whereby the children will apply to benefit from the scholarship, and not just only that, they also will be assigned to a different mentor that will help them succeed throughout their college. But you have to already finish your high school to be able to get into the program. And once you're in the program, you have access to all these mentors who are already successful in business world, and they are CEO, they are entrepreneur, and they will guide them through the colleges and make sure that those students succeed and help them through their struggle. And during the internship, they'll help them position them during the internship and also help them with their career when they finally graduate from college. And then we successfully have awarded 37 scholarships with more than 27 students benefited from me in the past 5 years. 10 have successfully graduated from college right now, and their various enterprises working and adding value to the community. That we're also working in Africa. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're not only working here just in Chicago. You know, I was born in Nigeria, so I also extend the program to Africa. And the program in Africa is different. What we do in Africa, we install playground so that children can play, and we pack meal to feed underprivileged children there to address the malnutrition issue, and also give them book and school supplies so that they can stay in school, feed, exercise, and be healthy, and stay in school and get educated. If you want to be successful in life, you must have a quality education as a child. So we're working in both entities, and I'm not doing it alone. I have a board of directors, my great team. I have an amazing team, which together we have been working to make sure that we achieve our goal. The goal is to install 100 playgrounds in Nigeria, particularly in my state, over time, and also to give out 10 million packaged meals. We partner with kids around the world and different organizations here to be able to achieve those goals. You know, anything good is not easy anyway. Every day is always a grind. So I'm meeting our goal. And also, we'll continue to supply them school material as much as we can. And at some point, will now start growing, cultivating seeds, agricultural seeds, so that they can have enough food to eat. That's sustainable. Because what we're currently doing right now is just like patching up, meeting the gap so that they can continue to earn a living. But eventually, we want to move to a phase that will be more sustainable than what we're doing right now, which is agriculture, just growing their own crop in their own environment, so they don't have to be dependent on people for food. So that's where we are right now. Then over time in Chicago, we intern to extend our scholarship program when we have more funding, because it's all more capital intensive. And we're just happy overall being able to be visual in our community, both here in Chicago, USA, and in Nigeria and Africa.
So in order for you to make this organization, you had first to come to the States and see the opportunities and see how people have these opportunities, but in Nigeria, they don't have this. They struggle to survive, and they don't have these basic amenities. They need to just thrive and survive, and we don't talk even about education. And when you came here, you realize these kids need education. They need help, because you get the opportunity in America, and you succeed. You got the right people, and you made it happen. And now you're a successful man trying to help other people. But what you see in the Nigeria, people don't have this opportunity, but they have the skills. They just need a little more push. So you're the guy who give the push to the guys to get the confidence to come to the States, or where they study actually. Are they studying in Nigeria, or you give them education here in the States?
Yeah, the ones in Nigeria are studying in Nigeria. As you all understand, most of the educational quality of education in Nigeria is not really up to standard. And only in Nigeria, Nigeria is one of the countries whereby you see an average individual who graduated from college cannot even, complete a sentence. Only in Nigeria that you see students who graduated from as a mechanical engineer cannot even, tell you a different part of a car engine. You know, they really don't have the resources out there for them to actually achieve the goals that they embark on. Trust me, and it's really difficult. So you literally have to start over again when you come to abroad. The opportunity there is so limited. It's very slim compared to what they have here. You know, that's the reason why I continue to motivate the youth here and the youth back home. The youth back home, I'm telling them to use the available resources to be what they want to be. Be a good person. Stay in school. Get good grade. Don't, be a law-abiding citizen. You cannot have a quality education when you are in prison, locked up because of the crime that you committed. I told them also continue to position yourself that at the right time, the right help will come to them. Even if the help does not come, they can find a way to create something that is acceptable within their community and earn a living out of it, instead of, embracing crime. Do not embrace crime. Crime is not an option. Here in Chicago, I told them to embrace the opportunities, the vast majority of opportunities, the resources that are so available. I mean, there's so much resources in the United States, and they don't even see, because the children here are so spoiled. However, they do need a good role model who can help them highlight, who can help them, you know, remove the shadow that's blocking their eyes so that they can see the opportunity that is, you know, readily available for them. That's what we do. So we go from school to school, organization to organization, churches, and community center to speak to these children. And we also went back and we speak about what we do in our contact and our podcast and, you know, TV. You know, we've been on TV several times, just like, you know, positioning the value that we are preaching so that the children can embrace this, so that the future can be better. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, just because you biologically gave birth to a child doesn't mean that you're going to be ready, available for them to raise those children. So they need their village. They need people. These kids need their community. So that's what we're creating, a safe and healthy and a resourceful community for the children so that they all can survive and succeed.
And that's great. And you say you have already 10 kids that they complete the program and they finish school or the university.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do now, how they succeed in life, are they, which you already gave them this opportunity to study and to get a nice education?
Yes. One of them right now is a financial advisor with Chase Bank. You know, most of the vast majority of them. One is with Chicago Board of Trade. And then another one is now a professional fitness coach. You know, I mean, there's just this huge opportunity that is now readily available for them just because they partner with us, Born His Dream. You know, so it's amazing. It's remarkable on how this works.
And that's great. We as a human have to help each other to lift up the entire, not just nation, but the entire species as a human to get better and to give the abilities to other people compete, because that's a good market. When people with more ability compete to each other, they create better stuff that we are able to use after that.
Yes, absolutely. This is what I can just do to speak to young adults to be more involved in the community. You know, look, I can't do it alone. I need able men to come out and mentor children. You know, if you can mentor a child, can you imagine if every adult in Chicago can mentor every child? You will see we'll have crime-free city. But nobody wants to do that. Everybody's complaining about the government, but they're not looking at themselves. The responsibility to keep the community safe is not the responsibility, solely the responsibility of the government or the city mayor. It's our responsibility to get involved and make sure that we are involved in these children's life. And pick up a child and mentor that child and see how you're going to make a difference.
So the connection got lost. And I call him back. I call Sunny back, but I didn't record the audio on the second part of the conversation. Yes, I admit it's my fault. We had difficulties recording this audio and this episode. But the conversation we had with Sunny was mind-blowing. The second part of this episode discussed where humanity should go and how he believes Americans should go to live in Russia. Russians should move to live in the continent of Africa, and people from Africa should come and live in America. How everybody should put themselves in the shoes and in the position of the other person to really understand what is to live on the other side, what's to be different. What if you are born without having a family, having the right example, and you just get raised on the street? Being on the street teaching you different things that having a mentor in life, having a father next to you and a mother, and show you the reality. And his idea was, adopt a child instead of being a racist and being the person who judge them by the color of the skin, by the culture they follow, by the beliefs they have. But instead of it, embrace that he is not knowledgeable of the right way and show him the path, show him the way we should go. Sunny shared his mission. One of it, I believe, through my perspective of our conversation, was to don't judge, but embrace and accept. We live in a difficult times right now, in a war between Russian, Ukrainians, Europe, America, China, America, and all of the above. It's hard to be choosing a side, and you shouldn't be. You shouldn't choose a side. We all human. We all breathe the same air. We all share the same values. We should help each other, lift up together, having the right start from the beginning, layer the fundamentals of life, so we can all grow and be better person. I know it sounds like utopia, but think about it. Why we should be divided? Let's be together and conquer the world. Make the humanity and people and humans better. Hope you liked the conversation with Sunny. I know it was short. I'm so thankful I have the ability in this podcast to meet this person and they can share their vision for life with me, so I can simply understand world through their perspective and open my mind. Hope you guys take the most of it, and Sunny will be our guest again without difficulties recording the episode. Appreciating you. And if you like the content and respect our job, hit the like button, share it with a friend. Let's spread the good word. Thank you.